Christ's sake, Governor! Christ's sake, any old iron! What are we gonna do with our fat grenades? Fucking hell, Governor!
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Wendy, I'm home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the original and best Movies to Drink To. There was some
one and only.
There was some drama on Instagram earlier this week.
God.
Which I wasn't going to talk about, but now I am because it's annoyed me. Somebody else started a podcast called Movies to Drink To.
Yeah.
Which I think you showed.
I found it because I was doing one of our posts and I tagged us in it.
Right.
And it came up with two options. I was like, well, that's not right. So I screenshotted it and sent it over to you.
Yeah.
And just let you fly.
So their Instagram username was movies the number two,
yeah.
Drink the number two. Because Movies to Drink To is taken,
yeah,
by us.
Yes.
So obviously this isn't good that there's another podcast with the exact same fucking name.
Yeah.
So I looked at their profile and saw they only had one episode. So
yeah.
I was like, I mean, if they had like 15,000 followers and been doing it for 5 years. Like, yeah. Oh, how did I not spot this? I'd feel like a real chump.
Yeah.
But they just started it. They had one episode out. So I messaged them and I said, this is a bit awkward, but any chance you'd like to pick another name for your show? They did not see this message.
Which is all very amicable.
Yeah. They didn't see the message. So I then commented on one of their posts saying, could you please read the message I've sent you?
Yeah.
And when I say I commented, I mean from the account Movies to Drink To.
Yeah.
They then responded by blocking
the
account. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
This is so annoying because it's this. There's a fucking another show out there with the exact same name.
And it doesn't benefit us and doesn't benefit them.
No.
At all.
It's incredibly fucking detrimental to everybody.
Yeah.
And the idea was like, well, now I can't contact them. It's just, they're just going to carry on. So I asked our followers on Instagram to step up. And boy, howdy, did they.
Yes.
And thank you very much to everyone that did. Because,
much appreciated.
Yeah, otherwise it would have gone on and on. It's been resolved now. But if it wasn't for you guys commenting and spamming their posts, essentially, it would have carried on because I had no way of fucking contacting them.
Also, it was done all very sort of nicely and stuff. There was nothing.
Yeah, so I put a post up saying if anybody who's willing would message or comment on them politely suggesting another fucking name, please do. And people did, and which resulted in this person unblocking us and sending a message, which fucking infuriated me so much.
Yeah.
So they claimed that they'd blocked us by accident, which I know is a lie because they also blocked my personal account.
Yeah.
And that the comments that you, dear listeners, left were hurtful and offensive, which I know is a lie because I saw them because they were screenshotted and sent to me.
Yeah.
And that, what else was it? I'd sent the mob after them.
Yeah.
And it was, this was incredibly bad for them because of their mental health issues and continued to basically guilt trip, but then said we'll change the name. I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So basically, you fucked up.
Yeah.
When you found out you'd fucked up, you fucked up by not checking if the show already existed under that name, which every person that starts a fucking podcast, once you come up with a name, the first thing you do is to check if that name isn't already being used. So they fucked up by not doing that.
Yeah.
They then tried to run away and hide from the problem. And then when they got called out, tried to fucking guilt trip me
yeah.
for calling them out.
Yeah, and it also was these not handled particularly well.
No, and this sending the mob after you, I only did that because you fucking blocked me.
Yeah. And it's like four or five people.
It was eight in the end.
It was eight in the end.
But yeah, what a piece of shit. Yeah. I was willing at first, I was like, I don't believe they've stolen the name. I believe they have thought up the same name.
Yeah.
And then not checked, which is dumb.
Yeah.
So that I could forgive. I could even forgive if after they had blocked and then the comments, they'd come back saying, I fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But no. No, they have to... They can't admit. I hate fucking people that always try and play the victim.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Just admit to it, move on.
Yeah, exactly. But it has been resolved now. They have changed the name to, I don't know, something shit. but yeah, just a thank you to those that helped us out there, because that was incredible.
Good
that
work.
It was so annoying.
Yeah.
I was just like, but on with today's episode. We are talking about, we've gone back to the 80s for another 3D movie. You can't get enough of that fucking 3D, man. Before we go on, don't forget to like and subscribe and all that bullshit.
Yes.
Today we're talking about Jaws 3, original title, Jaws 3D.
Yes.
Yeah. So Jaws 3D. Jaws.
The third dimension is terror.
Yeah. Does every 80s horror movie that was in 3D have the same fucking tagline? A new dimension in horror.
Yeah.
A third dimension in horror. Off to the dimension of horror. Like, whatever. So yeah, we're doing the third one because the first one is frankly too good.
Yep.
It's an
impeccable film.
Yeah, I always call it the accidental masterpiece. Mm. The second one, I have a soft spot for it.
That's Jaws the Revenge, isn't it?
That's the fourth one.
Is that the fourth one?
Which we are going to
do. Oh no, Jaws 2 is just Jaws 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the first one.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. Yeah, this is just the more entertaining one to talk about, I guess. So we've gone with Jaws 3D. From 1983, directed by Joe Alves. This is the only film he directed. He was a second AD on Jaws 1 and 2.
Oh, right. So, I mean, he's the perfect guy to...
You'd think so.
...helm the third one.
Yep. You think this guy must know what he's doing. It stars Dennis Quaid, Bess Armstrong, Simon McCorkindale, Louis Gossett Jr., Joe Putsch, Leah Thompson, and P.H. Moriarty.
Yes.
The plot of this, Beeth.
A giant 35-foot shark becomes trapped in a SeaWorld theme park, and it's up to the sons of Police Chief Brody to rescue everyone.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Florida, baby.
See, instantly now, at this day and age, you go like, a shark infiltrates SeaWorld. Go, shark! Because now we know that SeaWorld are an evil fucking thing.
Yes, they are fucking monsters. So our story begins with a fish and blood and a 3D fish head.
Yeah, there's like a crunch. There's a fish like sort of fucking about minding its own business, and then there's a crunch and loads of blood, and then just four... ages just a disembodied fish head just floating in the middle of the screen.
It goes on for so long,
like 25 minutes.
It goes on for so long and it's so bad.
Yeah,
it's like, oh.
And then the titles start using the exact same font as Friday the 13th 3D.
Yeah, it's the only Jaws film with different font in the title.
Yeah,
because they had to add 3D elements to it. So then we have some water skiers, and there's a shark in the water.
Yep.
But they get distracted by some beefcake. The water skiers get distracted by a beefcake on the shore.
Yeah, muscle dude.
Muscle
who
dude.
Who has literally put himself on a pedestal. He stood on some sort of, like, there's no reason for it at all. It's just to make him stand out a bit more. He's just got this box that he stood on.
This is Shelby.
Yes.
More from Shelby later. Oh, yeah, so he's flexing his guns at them, and this causes them to fall over.
Yeah, one of them is Leah Thompson.
One of them is Leah Thompson. And then the boat won't start, and all the while the camera in POV mode is there of the shark approaching them, moving incredibly slowly for a shark.
Yes,
like,
which is the theme in this movie.
Pretty sure that great whites are famously quick.
Yeah.
Famously quick.
Otherwise, they'd be extinct by now if sharks moved at the pace that they do in this film. They'd never catch anything.
No, it would just die. It's slowly moving towards them. But then the boat starts and they fuck off. So no one is...
No one dies in the opening, which is a mistake.
Yes. Over on land, some woman is training the new SeaWorld employees.
It's all very militant.
Yes. And she explains that they're not allowed to show their butt cheeks, which is no fun.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, fuck that. there's also a florist there for some reason. Did you spot this guy?
A what?
A florist.
Florist? What's, why?
Exactly. There's a
what, just like...
The camera pans over from the woman training them all to a TV crew. In the middle is a guy arranging flowers.
Right. I did not notice that, no.
Like, he's in a suit and they've got a big vase and he's there arranging the flowers on a table.
He's like the director's nephew.
I don't know why he's there.
He's like, yes, you can be in the film. Just stand there and fiddle about with the flowers.
And there's a TV crew there and they are filming a guy explaining the SeaWorld underwater facility.
Yes.
So SeaWorld has this underwater facility.
Undersea Kingdom.
The Undersea Kingdom, which is basically a bunch of tunnels people can walk through and look. It's in a man-made lagoon.
Yes.
And they can walk through the tunnels and look at the fishies through the glass tunnels, and there's little rooms in there and all this junk, right?
Yeah.
Back over in the water, the shark sneaks into SeaWorld via the gate.
Yeah, that's stealthy. Yeah. Until it bangs its head on the gates. That's it, like you just see the gates go, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And it just repeatedly does this, apparently. Like, fucking... The shark in this, like, it comes up later on, but it doesn't really attack. It just headbutts everything.
Yeah.
Like, it just uses its face.
Face smush. we also meet Mr. Bouchard. Mr. Bouchard is the man with the money behind all of this.
Oh, Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah. Calvin Bouchard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the guy who owns the park. He's the Vince McMahon of SeaWorld.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. Anyway, the gate that he's gone through is jammed. It won't close properly. This is where we meet Mike Brody. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Now, Mike is the son of Sheriff Brody from the original film.
Yeah.
And him and his brother Sean, I think, are in all of the Jaws movies.
Every single one?
Yep.
Not always played by Dennis Quaid, though.
No, played by different characters and different actors in every film.
Right, because they are children in the first one, aren't they?
They're kids in the first one and teenagers in the second one.
Right.
And now they're like young adults, I think.
Right.
But yeah, Mike and Sean are in all of them.
Okay. I don't remember what happens in the second one, but at one point in this, they do talk about, you know, what happened over in Amity that time. But I assume they're just talking about the first one.
And the second one. Second one's set in Amity as well. It's on Amazon.
I should watch it.
You should watch it.
I've definitely seen it over the years, but I cannot remember it.
Anyway, so we meet Mike Brody, who is in charge of the gate-fixing team. Ooh. He also refuses to pay overtime.
Yeah, he jumps on a jet ski.
He makes a whole big thing of
no
it.
No overtime! Yeah,
he sings to these poor employees who are like struggling to pay rent and feed their families. No overtime! You worthless plebs!
And he makes them sing it back to him.
Yeah. Come on! He's a nightmare boss.
Yeah.
He's a complete sociopath.
Well, Mike Brody not giving us any overtime. What a jester.
At least he sung it to us.
Yeah. There's Dennis Quaid in this. Like, his delivery of every line is so strange. Like, he's like, everything's a bit whimsical and a joke through the whole thing, even when it's all kicking off.
Mike heads over to see Catherine, who is riding Shamu. Not the Shamu.
No, what, another killer whale playing Shamu?
Yes.
Why didn't they just get... Shamu was alive in 1983, wasn't it?
Shamu was probably busy killing people.
Oh, did Shamu ate someone, didn't it?
Yeah, ate them or killed, like, dragged them. I think Shamu might have killed a few people, actually, now I think about it. There's a documentary called Blackfish, and it's honestly one of the best documentaries ever made. All about SeaWorld and how monstrous they are and the shit they did to these poor fucking orca whales.
Yep.
Centered around Shamu, which only came out, I think, about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
but this is in the 80s when this shit was going on, but people didn't know about it.
Yeah,
so there was another orca whale playing Shamu. Probably Shamu was probably in a timeout because she'd eaten someone.
Yeah, Blackfish is a difficult watch. Like, it's I defy anyone to watch that with a dry eye.
Yeah, it's fucking harrowing, but a must see. Especially if you go to SeaWorld and think that's fine.
Yeah, I've never been to SeaWorld. I would not give them my money.
No, me neither.
Go Jaws!
Go Shamu! Eat more people!
Yeah, this should have
fucking
been
belly.
This should have been Shamu's film.
Yeah.
Like, Jaws should have broken in, Shamu should have eaten Jaws, and then ate everybody else. Yeah.
and then swam away.
Yeah.
Just like, really fat.
Free willied out the fucking...
but like really fat with blood dripping out of its mouth. Raw, good eats, good eats, raw. We also have Liz there, who is instructed to put Cindy and Sandy, who are dolphins, into the lagoon because they're getting fat, apparently.
Yeah, that's such a weird, give Cindy and Sandy a run because they're getting a bit fat.
Yeah.
They're dolphins.
Stop feeding them so much. You're in control of what they eat.
And if they are, it's because they live in a tiny little fucking enclosure.
Yeah. Anyway, but Cindy and Sandy, they don't want to go because dolphins are smart.
Yes.
They're like, fuck that shit. We know there's a shark in there.
Most intelligent things in this film.
Yes, apart from maybe the orca waves.
They're literally like, there's a shark in there.
We're not going.
So, yeah, no, fuck you.
Yeah. Catherine.
Liz is like, no, fine, no cake then.
Kathy says to Mike to take her to dinner, and he says, let's have sushi. She doesn't like this.
No.
She's like, Mike, that's not funny.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate sushi. Yeah. I mean, I know that we've captured these poor animals and taken them away from their homes and their families to cage them in a tiny little fucking box.
We literally keep them in a bath.
Yeah, and feed them dead fish.
Yeah.
But that's crossing the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd only profit from their misery. I wouldn't eat them.
No.
These fucking garbage human
so
beings.
Stupid. Yeah.
I hope you all get eaten. Then Philip Fitzroyce arrives at SeaWorld.
Yeah, Philip's English, so he must be a bellend.
Yep, he is the British guy, so he's obviously the bad guy in the American movie. Philip Fitzroyce is something of a celebrity.
Yeah, not really. Does he make documentaries?
I think he's supposed to be like a documentary sea life marine photographer or something. He's a bit of a Top Gun.
Yeah.
A bit of a maverick of water.
And he turns up with his best mate stroke life partner, Jack, who is Hatchet Harry from,
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah. Yes, we've got Philip and Jack. And Jack is
clearly, that's a relationship there.
Yeah, we'll get on to that.
Yeah.
And then Sean, brother of Mike, arrives.
Yes, he does.
Who's a cowboy.
Yeah.
But he's not really, he just wears a cowboy hat.
Because he grew up on the coast.
Yeah, but he moved. It's mentioned later that Sean understandably hates fucking water. Mm. That's like an actual sort of realistic character trait.
Yeah, considering.
Yes, whereas Mike is not realistic.
No.
Anyway.
No. Yeah, Mike's like, God, been attacked by sharks twice. SeaWorld, got any jobs?
Yeah. Whereas his younger brother, Sean, is like, I'm going to move to Colorado.
Yeah. I'm going to get as landlocked as possible. Yeah.
Later, as the sun be setting, a diver jumps into the water to have a go at finally fixing the gate.
Oh, yeah, this is Shelby.
All fucking day they've not fixed it.
No, yeah. Well, there's like no overtime, and he's like, I'm going to wait till nighttime when they have to pay me overtime.
They've waited all day.
Yeah.
They've just sat there and done nothing all day.
He's been busy standing on that fucking pedestal, just giving it. Like...
flexing his guns. So, like, all right, I guess I better go do my one job, which is gate fixer.
Yeah, because literally all you've been employed for, Shelby.
Yeah.
I was like, fine.
Whilst underwater, I say fixing the gate, he's padlocking it.
Yeah, he's doing something. He's just like,
he's rattling stuff. Basically, he can't fix the gate, so he's just securing it shut with a chain.
To make sure no sharks get in.
Yeah, or out, I guess. That's just what he's doing now. So whilst he's underwater, he gets spooked by the film's music.
Yeah.
Which keeps happening in these films. It happens so fucking often.
Yeah,
they'll just be there, nothing happens, then all of a sudden the music goes, dun dun, and they go, oh, what was that?
And this is one of the most obvious ones as well, because he's literally like just facing it and he goes, dun, and he goes,
what was that? Oh, yeah. But then he gets for realsy spooked when he gets eaten by a shark.
Yeah, the shark, ninja shark has slowly and painstakingly tiptoed up behind him. Like, because when he turned around a minute ago, no shark. So now it's just like literally gone like, bah! Like, and grabbed him.
Yeah, so he gets eaten and his severed arm floats towards the camera in 3D!
For 20 minutes.
Again, for just the longest time.
Yeah, this film is 9 hours long. Just and most of it's just floating bits of things.
This is just Avatar 2, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Then we see the gate being knocked back and forth because like the shark's trying to get out.
Fucking headbutting it again.
Yeah, it's like SeaWorld sucks. I want to go. Later, over at a bar, Sean, Kathy, and Mike are getting boozy.
Yep.
And the barmaid is dating the guy we just saw get eaten, Shelby.
Shelby.
And she thinks he's off cheating on her, when in reality, he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just, it's like that meme. It's like, what the guy's really get up to? Like, I bet he's cheating when he's actually, like, I don't know, playing Pokemon.
He's just in bits.
I bet he's cheating. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
Completely dead. Like, yeah, she seems a bit sort of put upon and hard done by, like, he's like done this all the time.
She's like, listen, if that Shelby's down there with that girl from the gift shop again, yeah, I'm going to cut his nuts off and then throw him out of a moving car. Florida, baby. Sean, he then decides to head over and play a game called Standoff with Leah Thompson, which appears to be a game where you just push each other over.
Yeah.
This is not a game I am familiar with.
It seems like it's made up specifically for this film, and I haven't really put a lot of thought into it.
People stand there and push each other.
Yeah, just push each other, and then the first one that falls over. I mean, I'm not being funny, but I mean, that game would last seconds with anyone at all.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No,
I don't
get it.
It's kind of like sumo wrestling, but shit.
Yeah, and then but anyway, there's tactics to this game apparently. Then Sean's like the master of it, and he gets Leah Thompson. He goes, "Oh, my flies are undone," and he knows that she's a pervert.
Right.
So she immediately looks down. He's like, "Bah!" and puts her on her ass,
and his dick's out.
Yeah, and his dick is out.
That's how he gets it.
Yeah. I knew you'd look, and there it is.
Yeah, this is. I mean, like beer pong. I know what that is.
Yeah.
There's many a drinking game that, but this doesn't even, it's just.
We're also supposed to believe that Leah Thompson is the reigning champion in this bar at this game.
Who's like
well.
5'3".
Yeah.
Yeah, actually at the start it shows her pushing over a big guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about balance, apparently.
This just is what people do for fun in Florida.
Yeah. If this is a game, like over in the States or something.
Apologies.
Please, not apologies.
Educate us.
Stupid.
Educate us on whatever fun.
I would like to know the rules.
So anyway, Leah Thompson joins Sean and Kathy and Mike for beers, and Sean and Leah Thompson instantly fall in love.
Yeah, that was quick. That is quick. There's basically no build-up to it at all.
There's not even any dialogue, really. They're just talking. No. She's like, ugh.
Yeah, they met minutes before.
And she's slipped off of her chair.
Yeah. That's it. Before that, because they go back to the table, and Dennis Quaid looks at Leah Thompson and goes, "I see my brother nailed you."
Yeah.
I was like, fuck me, that's fast.
It's the 80s, it's Florida, it's the movies.
Pretty sure nailed still meant that.
Yeah, she's already pregnant.
Yeah. Twins.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there are a couple of guys breaking into the park.
Oh,
and they are
poachers?
Bumbling morons. Yeah. They drop their dinghy and it like inflates straight away when they're going over the fence, and they fall over. They're fucking useless. Anyway, that's happening.
It's that Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. After drinking a lot, Kathy and Mike head out for a walk, and Leah Thompson wants to go swimming with Sean, who understandably hates the ocean.
Not a fan.
No. So that's happening. And then while on their walk, Mike reveals that he's been offered a job in Venezuela.
Yeah.
For a year and a half. And he suggests that Kathy give up her life and follow him.
Yeah.
Women.
She's not going to do it, though.
Yeah. Plus, women don't need careers, do they?
No.
No. It's the 80s.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Amazed they even.
I understand that you're a marine biologist, but fuck that.
Yeah. I'm amazed they had a woman play a marine biologist in this film in the 80s.
Well, they needed someone for Dennis Quaid to bang.
This is true.
This is true.
She could have worked at the gift shop.
Can you imagine? Meanwhile, Sean and Leah Thompson are...
Misogyny.
Sean and Leah Thompson are drunk flirting by the lagoon, and Leah is trying to get him in the water. And he, I mean, wouldn't you just leave it?
Yeah, like... Because he's pretty much like, oh, no, I don't really want. And she's like, oh, like, I bet I can help you get over your fears. Like, and gets her tits out or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. I mean, Leah Thompson is fantastic.
Yeah, but still, if you were on the day like, let's go swimming. I'm actually really scared of the ocean because of these. I was attacked by sharks when I was younger twice. Yeah. Like,
yeah, but don't be a pussy. Yeah. Come on. It's not going to happen a third time.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Meanwhile, the two guys have broken in. They're now in a dinghy, I think in the lagoon.
Yes.
And they're stealing coral.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a man-made lagoon. How's there coral in it?
Yeah, wouldn't it be like less risk to go and steal coral from the sea, you know, where it
is.
Grows.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, it would grow naturally even in a man-made lagoon over hundreds of years.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, there's coral that's been placed down there, I guess is what they're saying.
So but they've ripped it out from the ocean to put it in the... I don't understand how there's coral in this man-made lagoon unless they man-made it 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Fuck knows. But yeah, they're like, fucking go down there. Down there's the good stuff.
How do you know?
Yeah, surely out there in the sea is where the good stuff is. And you won't, you're not breaking and entering to get it. You can just go in there.
Yeah, but fuck knows. So one of them dives down into the water. Well, yeah, so one of them dives down. Anyway, over at the other part of SeaWorld, Sean has finally gotten in the water and he's making out with Leah Thompson.
There is some heavy petting,
yes.
Which is not allowed near water.
No, until his brother ruins it.
Yeah, they decide dick. They're going to play a prank and yell at them with a megaphone.
Yeah, they get a bullhorn and a flashlight.
Yeah.
And then
the hilarity sees through the ruse when, what's her name? Is it Kathy?
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy gets hold of the megaphone and ruins it by trying to pretend to be a man.
Yeah, like, come on.
Just another woman.
Women,
a man's
know
job.
Your place.
This is terrible.
Oh, and the coral thieves get eaten.
Yeah.
Not that you don't see it.
No.
But one of them disappears and the other one falls out of the boat and gets pulled under.
Well, they've got
under.
Like a rope or something. And he's like, oh. It's good. And then for no reason at all, Jaws eats the boat.
Yeah,
as well.
He eats the dinghy.
Like, leave nothing behind. No evidence.
Yeah. The next day, there's a very boring scene over some bacon and eggs. Yawn.
Yeah.
Then we get some dolphin action. And the snooty Englishman, Philip the snooty Englishman, arrives. And he acts snooty. And he asks Kathy about... he's rude to Kathy. And then he asks about going out on a date.
Yeah, but basically he says, I'm looking for somebody in authority. And she's like, well, I'm the head marine biologist here. And he's like, oh, a woman. Fancy that.
A female in charge of stuff.
How about we go for dinner and I put my penis in you?
Yeah, that'll put you in your place. Ha, ha, ha. I'm so British and evil.
She's like, nah, bruv.
Over at some other part of SeaWorld, the barmaid from earlier throws Shelby's stuff at Mike.
Yeah.
And she's decided she's kicking him out for not coming home last night.
Yeah, is Mike... Shelby's dad or something. Like she seems to think that he's responsible for him.
Mike does say at one point, I'm not his mum.
Yeah. No, but she's like, launches all his stuff at Mike. Like Mike's like at fault here.
Yeah.
Like, which is so fucking weird. And then she makes some sort of comment or something. Like because it all ends with she's like, oh, like, I don't mean him any harm.
Well, she thinks he's run off.
Yeah.
And then amongst the stuff, Mike and Kathy find his passport, driver's license, credit card. So it's like, well, he hasn't gone very far. It then dawns on the barmaid that maybe something's happened to him. Mm. And then she says, I'm mad at the old boy, but I didn't mean him no harm.
That's it.
I didn't mean him no harm. As they go off to find him. So Mike and Kathy, they then get in a tiny yellow submarine.
Yes.
With the Beatles. Yeah. And they go looking for Shelby in the lagoon.
Yeah, these are some top-notch effects.
But also, as they get in, they're going around looking and she says, I sure hope he's all right. You're looking for him underwater.
Yeah.
Unless he can hold his breath for 12 fucking hours, I'm pretty sure he's dead. And we get some lovely, lovely, beautiful 3D shots of the yellow submarine underwater.
Yeah. It's like the background is fine, but the submarine is grainy as fuck.
It's got this big black outline around it as well. It's so
awful. It's
80s.
Like the Thunderbirds.
And they pass the underwater control center.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
It all looks so bad.
It's like this big like central like
hub underwater.
And it's got like a big fucking glass viewing screen.
So
like,
we can see the
so
water.
You can look out. Yeah. You wouldn't have that.
No. But they need to for plot reasons, which will be revealed later.
Yes.
And then the little sub heads over to the
fake skeleton.
There's a fake sunken pirate ship.
Yeah.
And Kathy gets spooked by a skeleton that's on there.
She thinks it's Shelby. Yeah. Like she's, oh God, I thought that was...
It's like,
it's like
how,
just
he's been
waving
here
at the
a
camera.
Day. Yeah. It's not a skeleton yet. That makes no sense. Also, why is this fake skeleton? I mean, I get the fake, you know, sunken pirate ship. People can look out at it. Why have you got a fake skeleton on there? No one's going to see that. No one's...
Yeah.
The tourists aren't scuba diving in the lagoon. pointless.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be anywhere near anything. Like, no, it's just like out in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, let's put a skeleton there.
And then Sandy and Cindy, the dolphins, arrive trying to warn them. Danger, danger.
Yeah, they're like, guys, guys, guys.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they don't speak human.
Yeah.
So they're just like, shaking their heads around and shit. And then Mike and Kathy ignore them. Like, oh, shut up, you lousy dolphins. Yeah. Always carrying on.
What, so want some fish?
Yeah, they get out of the yellow submarine and they look around the fake pirate ship. And the whole time, the dolphins are fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, somebody rams a big toy shark into the set.
Literally. This is what I mean. At no point, like, does this shark bite anything. It just face plants into fucking everything.
It's, like, totally static.
Yeah.
And someone's just shoving it. They intercut this with sped-up footage of an actual great white shark.
Yeah.
The whole thing's quite terrifying. But luckily, Cindy and Sandy, the real heroes of this film,
yep,
allow Mike and Kathy to hitch a ride on their fins to safety. And
slowly.
the shark's slow as shit.
Yeah, so they swim off. Like, was it whatever? The only reason Jaws couldn't catch them at this point is if he couldn't be bothered. Like, they're really slow. Like, by the time they've even managed to get on the dolphins, Jaws, like any great white, would have been like, nom.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they just sort of meander away, and Jaws is like, oh no, I can't get you because I'm still full from the boat that I ate.
But yeah, they get away, and then the shark rams the gate with his head, because that's what it does.
Yeah, it's just fucking headbutt. Like, honestly, this shark just spends this entire film self-harming.
Yeah.
Like, it's got issues.
And then Mike says, more than once, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
You work at SeaWorld, mate. Yeah. It's a shark.
You've seen sharks
before. Yeah, you
definitely.
Quite well.
Of like, all people, yeah, you know what a fucking shark looks like. What was that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what a fake shark looks like.
Literally an expert yeah, on this.
Over in the restaurant, Mr. Bouchard, Calvin, is having lunch with Philip the Snooty Englishman and Philip's manservant, Jack, who, yeah.
Life partner.
Oh, governor!
Governor!
Governor! I love you, governor. I mean, anything you need, governor, I'll do it for you, governor.
Remember that time, like all those times we spent together, governor?
Yeah. Do you remember we were camping out in the wilderness, governor, and you let me see your bumhole?
Yeah.
I did what there, you say, Jack? Yeah, that's right. I mean, anyway, anything I can get you, governor, a cup of tea, blowjob, anything. He's such a weird character.
Yeah. Remember that time we was cowboys and we was in that tent? And,
it's like that. It was the Far Show with Ted, the gamekeeper.
Yeah.
And,
the gamekeeper.
Right, sir.
Anyway, but their lunch is interrupted, though, when a waiter comes along to interrupt Mr. Bouchard. And he says, interrupting my dinner, this better be important. And he whispers in his ear and he says, yeah, it's important.
Yeah, basically he President Bushes him like for 9/11.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. a shark's hit the second tower.
And he sits there and carries on reading the menu. Yeah.
But yeah, just before this, Philip, like, Jack goes, he's the 16th, was it 16th Earl of Haddonfield? Haddonfield? Where Michael Myers is from.
Well, he says his previous governor was the,
yeah.
Oh, there's some Cockney, any old iron bullshit. Fucking, I hate English people in American films. Because the Americans are always like, right, you either have to sound like a Cockney chimney sweep or proper posh. There's nothing else.
I think this is no other fucking accent. Moriarty speaks, but yeah, it's kind of like, stop.
Yeah. So it is explained to Mr. Bouchard, Calvin, that there is a shark. And Philip, the snooty Englishman, says he will kill the beastie on camera. I'd kill the beastie on camera. I guarantee you media coverage. They've already got media
coverage.
We'll
put it online. Decades before the internet.
TikTok. Me killing a shark, old boy. Just like I did with that lion over in the colonies. But yeah, they've already got media attention.
Yeah.
There was media there earlier.
Yeah, they're fucking SeaWorld.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
Kay, however, she wants to keep it alive in captivity. This pisses Mike off because he's like, they're murderers!
Basically, like,
I mean, these ones are.
This shark's only options are die or live in captivity.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They decide that they are going to capture it alive.
Yeah.
Which is probably the better of the ideas, but also stupid.
Also, yeah, Philip wants to use grenades, like to kill the shark. He's like, they talk about how these grenades, and he chucks one at Mike.
So later that night, Philip, the snooty Englishman, and his manservant, his trusty manservant Jack, and Kathy are gearing up to get this thing.
Oh yeah, I skipped a bit. Sorry.
And so Philip wants to take grenades with him.
Yeah.
And they they're just like, yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's... this is not the open ocean. This is a man-built lagoon with a facility.
With a massive tourist attraction underneath it. No. Made of glass.
Yeah, and like, so maybe no to the explosives. And eventually Bouchard has to step in and says, no grenades. And then Jack's like, Christ's sake, governor! Cross sake, any old iron! What are we gonna do with our fat grenades? Fucking hell, governor! Fuck, can I be more English?
It's gonna be like that time with the fucking lion all over again.
Do you remember
that
Australia?
That sounds like an interesting story. Yeah. We can't talk about that now. We've got a shark to kill.
Do you remember that time in Australia when we didn't have grenades?
No.
Yeah, also, look, fucking... Kathy's wearing... I'm assuming this is supposed to be a shark-proof suit. It's basically chainmail, and she's gonna dive with it.
Yeah.
Just lying on the bar.
It is a real thing, though.
Shark-proof suits.
Yeah. Which do basically have, like, chain netting.
It's, yeah. So... how's that going to stop? It's not going to... I don't understand how that would stop you from I dying.
Think it just makes it... so instead of, like, you get bitten and your torso's gone, it's more you get bitten and you're just full of holes.
Okay.
So they swim out under the... into the lagoon in the dark.
Yep.
And in the control room, Mr. Bouchard is there and he says, see anything yet? No, because it's dark. Why are you doing this in the middle of the fucking night? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And especially as when they found out it was the morning, like lunchtime at the latest.
Yeah, they've literally just gone back for a nap.
Yeah, they've waited until pitch black.
They was like, oh, we've just eaten. Can't go. Not supposed to swim after you've just eaten. Supposed to give it 9 hours.
Anyway, underwater, the shark appears and it grabs Kathy by the air tank. But yep. Philip, the snooty Englishman, saves her by giving it a few stabs with his old knife.
Stabs it in the nose, doesn't he?
Yeah. And the shark surfaces and Mike harpoons it in 3D.
Yep.
Literally like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, clearly on a string.
Yeah. And then Kathy stabs it in the stomach with a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
So once they're then on the surface, Jack gets upset because Philip the snooty Englishman helps Kathy onto the barge before him because Jack is in love with Philip.
Yeah.
And jealous. It's like, what are you doing, governor? Why are you touching that woman?
You should be touching my apples and pears.
Yeah, quick, grab onto this.
Oh, Jack, not this again.
Just lower the ladder.
Mr. Bouchard is only interested in the footage that they've shot. No, it's like the last thing he asks. Like, does he even ask if anyone's like all right?
Well, he says, like, did we get any footage or something? And they're like, by the way, yeah, everyone's okay. And then right at the end, he goes, oh, is everyone all right?
So now they've got this shark and they put him into a holding tank where Liz and Kathy float him around and try and keep him alive.
Yeah. They're just walking him around.
They've got this,
like, this drugged up. Because apparently, if a shark stays still, it dies.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, so they're constantly moving, which must be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
that's why
obviously,
they're so fit.
This shark, that's why they can move fast. this shark's so drugged up, he's off his tits. Mm. So they're like sort of maneuvering him around so that it doesn't die.
Yeah.
Like, but this shark could wake up at any moment.
And it does.
And it does.
And they jump out, but huzzah, there you have it. They now have a great white alive in captivity.
Yes. Hooray.
Hooray. Fun fact, no one has ever successfully kept a great white in captivity.
Well, no, because they're fucking predators. Like,
they either die or they have to release them.
Yeah.
Because they eat everything else. Most of them die within, like, days. So maybe don't do it. And I mean, like, as not even, like, 2016 was the last time someone attempted this. And it died.
Yeah, that's absurd. Well, yeah, because, again, they have to keep moving the entire time. You can't just put it in a little pool.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So yeah, now they have this great white alive in captivity. Later, we have the opening of the Undersea Kingdom.
Yeah, and lots of shots of sea life being mistreated.
Yes, and kids arrive. And it's a fun time at the park. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Hopefully quite a lot, because there's 47 minutes of this film left.
Yeah. And nothing really has happened so far.
I mean, a gate got broken.
Yeah, property damage is the worst we've had. Oh, and the...
Shelby's gone missing. But he's a drunk.
And the Laurel and Hardy poachers, the coral poachers, have
also gone missing.
Got eaten off screen.
Yeah. And Mike is talking to Calvin, Mr. Bouchard, and he points out that they never actually found Shelby.
No.
Which it could be an issue if he pops up somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the park's open now. Anyway, Calvin instructs some guy to move the Great White and put it on display, despite not getting the okay from Kathy, the marine biologist.
Yeah.
But he's like, take the Great White and put it in pool number 6. It's pool.
Pool number 6, it's like a petting pool. They want a Great White, and you literally see shots of it. Anyone can lean over.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
Children could fall in quite easily. Like, it's not a petting shark.
It's mad,
it's a Great
isn't it?
White. It's 30 foot of shark, apparently.
Well, it's not, though, is it?
No.
No. But yeah, so the park is open. We get to see some water skiing action. We get some orca whale action. There's a dancing pig. For some reason.
Yes, it's all weird. All of the animals
are dressed as a dancing pig.
All of the animals are internally crying.
This doesn't make any sense. A pig. It's SeaWorld.
Well, you know, the aqua pig.
Aqua pig. It's Florida. It's Florida's state mascot. Aqua pig. It's based on the legend of this time I dropped my pig down into the fucking water and it swam away.
It's quite normal to see a pig paddling through the bayou. Florida swamps.
And we get to see the tunnels of the underwater kingdom, people walking through.
These look like shots from some old Bond film.
Yeah. Mike and Kathy, they're having a conversation about how they need to have a conversation about Mike going to Venezuela, but don't, because Mike gets called away. Brilliant.
Fantastic scene. Character development.
Yeah. Then Kathy hears an announcement that the great white shark is on display.
In the petting pool.
Yep. So she goes running over, and there is the shark in the petting, a great white, in a little pool. People stood around it.
Like rubbing its fucking head. Woohoo! Mommy, get a picture of me with a great white. I'll put my head in it. Woo! Feeding it corn dogs.
Yeah. And it dies.
Yes. It just literally gives up on life. It's like swimming around and all of a sudden it just goes, nope. Just spin, like a fucking goldfish, just belly up.
Yeah, it just dies.
And they jump in and they're going to save it. They just turn it around again. They're like, no. And
it's fine.
Yeah. And they start walking it around again. And then they get to a point and they're like, it's like they can't stop it from turning around. They're like, oh, there he goes.
Kathy
climbs
out, leaving the other guy just holding him like, okay, come on. Come on. Are you okay? Wake up.
The shark's just giving it mouth to mouth.
But the shark is just fucking died. It just gave up on life. It's
one of the weirdest death scenes for anything ever. It's just like, nah.
It's like, fantastic. This is your life now in a petting pool in Florida.
Yeah.
Ah, nah. I'm just going to die.
Kids putting fucking lollipops in your nasal fucking passages. Nah, that's me out. Peace.
Over at the other side of the park, Leah Thompson is forcing Sean to get in the water
again. Yeah, she's a prick.
Hot
prick.
There's like water bumper cars, dinghies. So let's say on that. Sean just fucking hates every second of this. Anyway.
There's an announcer as all the people are walking into the Undersea Kingdom, and the announcer says, consumed alive in history, Jonah found out what it was like to live in the belly of the ocean's greatest animal. It's not history. It's fiction.
It is in Florida.
It's a Bible story. that never happened.
This is Florida, man.
Yeah.
The Bible is true, yeah. So they have an entire exhibit about Jonah.
Yeah, as if it really happened.
Yeah.
Like, and this is like at SeaWorld, which is supposed to be like an educational place, allegedly. Yeah. Like, and they're trying to tell, if you get swallowed by a whale, you will survive. You will suffocate in 3 minutes. I was like, no. So that was that. I had to get that off my chest.
Oh yeah, but then Shelby finally shows up in corpse form as he floats past the window of one of the observation windows of the undersea kingdom, scaring the shit out of the tourists. And there's a panic, and some guy pushes a woman, pushes her face up against the glass to get a better look at Shelby's dead face. It's not even that.
She's like, but yeah, like some like literally manhandled her into the window.
Yeah, puts her face up against the glass. It's just like there's this dead corpse just on the other side. It's not even like it's busy in there. He's just like,
because I even rewound. I was like, is that? Have they tried to? Is there a reason for this? So no. I rewound it, watched it. There's not. No. It's literally just low.
Oh, dear. And then later, so they've got Shelby's corpse out of there somehow. Mike takes a look at Shelby's body and he pukes. And then over it, that's pretty much the whole scene. And then over in the control room, there's something wrong with the filtration pumps.
Yeah.
And there could be an obstruction. So they shut down one of the pumps or some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, I mean, obviously, Jaws died. But this film's still fucking going.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal?
Well, Mike and Kathy head over to the underwater bar where Mr. Bouchard, Calvin, is getting pissed up with Philip the snooty Englishman and his trusty manservant Jack to inform them that the shark that killed Shelby is much bigger than the one they captured.
Oh, yeah, that's it. They check out Shelby's body and she's like... and it turns out, yeah.
That the one they captured was just a baby and it's his mother. Is still in the park.
Yeah.
And she's explaining this. And who should appear outside the window of the underwater bar?
As if she's heard her being talked about.
The big mama shark. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what is she? She's like 150 foot or something.
No, she's 35 foot.
Oh, I thought...
the other one was like 10 foot.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It turns out she's been stuck in the filtration pump.
We're just hanging out there, apparently. But yeah. Hiding.
I don't...
Like, because sharks do that.
They just sit there.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, if a shark stays still, they die.
Yeah.
So was it just been swimming up and down the filtration pump?
Yeah. No, it's not that. We see it later. It's not that big. It's like they can fit in it, but not enough room to like turn around.
No.
Yeah, fucking weird. Anyway, on the surface, the water ski show is going on, and Sean wants to get the fuck out of the water, as he always does.
Yeah.
And So he's there like moaning about it and he's stuck in the bumper dinghy thing with Leah Thompson. And then some fat guy just comes up and rams him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, got ya.
It's like, yeah, tips him off.
Fuck you.
Well, yeah, Jaws, like Mummy Jaws goes to, first of all, she's going to like, wants to eat the water skiers.
Mm.
And then she's kind of foiled by, because everyone gets out of the water in time.
Yeah, it's all...
She's like...
So it's all kind of kicking off now. They know that there's this big-ass shark in the
My favourite bit is when Jack punches a man to safety.
Yeah. So Philip the snooty Englishman and his man, trusty manservant Jack, head to the beach area of the lagoon. And Jack is frantically trying to get everybody out of the water and then punches a fat man.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you. Get to safety.
I'm so fucking English.
Yeah. Yeah, pow! Punches him straight into an ambulance.
He just like he knocks the guy's beer over, and then the fat guy's like, "Eat my beer!" And he's like, before he can punch him, Jack punches him.
Yeah, fucking Hatchet Harry goes at it.
Fucking hilarious. Meanwhile, Mike crashes a golf cart for no reason.
Yeah, just tips it.
He's racing around on a golf cart and just flips the fucking thing, but he's fine somehow.
You know that's come from like the director's like, "I'd love to direct a fucking car chase." Well, we've got a buggy.
We're stuck in this water park. And the shark has finally found the water skiers. This film's pretty much been building up this entire time to water skiers being eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're denied that.
Yes. None of them get eaten.
No. They're water skiing and they see the shark. And then they're like, oh, and they all fall in the water. They all get the vapors, fall in the water. And then they all get out. Because Jaws is like not fast. Like,
no.
Not at all. So they're all in the water. Like real Jaws would have been like, la, 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 and they would all be dead. But no, Jaws is like, oh, look at all them legs. Fucking loads of legs.
Which slowly move
so
towards
many to
them.
Choose from. Which one? I'll go to that one. That one. Oh, they've got out.
So then the shark decides to head over to the bumper dinghies and it has a little nibble on Leah Thompson's leg.
Yeah, literally. Like,
but Philip, the snooty Englishman, and his trusty manservant, Jack, they're there to save her.
Jack punches the shark to safety.
And they drag her. She's not even lost a leg.
Yeah, I thought, because you see the blood goes everywhere and you're like, oh, this is interesting. Leah Thompson's lost a leg.
Yeah.
And it goes and it's like nicked her. It's like, it hasn't not even used a tooth or anything. It's got a penknife in its pocket or something. It's just like,
yeah, it's just like a little line down the leg.
It's like, how does a shark do that? Like one little bit.
I don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Snagged it on one of its fucking teeth.
Bouchard, Calvin, heads to the underwater control center and he shuts down the underwater kingdom. Of course, as all the tourists are leaving the tunnels, they spot the shark and all start panicking. There's a little girl. She goes, Daddy, Daddy, look at the fish. And the dad goes, holy shit. They all start running away. And then the shark
starts... have we not seen this 35-foot shark in this man-made lagoon that's not that big?
No. And then the shark starts ramming the underwater tunnels and water starts...
That's what it does.
Yeah, because it just headbutts things. And water starts flooding in. So they seal the tourists inside the little bubble, underwater bubble things, by shutting the doors.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of scary.
It would be horrendous. They're trapped
underwater in a little room, and it's at this point up waist height in water.
Yeah.
And they're totally sealed in. And they also mentioned that there's only so much oxygen in here.
Well, this is her way of trying to calm them down. And she's like, we have to remain calm. Don't have a lot of oxygen.
Yeah. So stop fucking breathing so much.
You know, yeah, don't breathe.
Yeah. Do you want to die quickly? Or...
And I don't know, does putting them all into the corner help that?
Well, they huddle together to keep warm.
Oh, is that for keeping warm? Yeah. I was just like, why? Because she's like, everybody stay together.
Yeah. So, yes, because obviously they're fucking waist deep in water.
Yeah.
So they huddle together and she's like, all right.
Florida though. Warm as fuck.
It's still not good for you. but this is like actually, like, I'd freak the fuck out.
Oh, I would.
And
completely.
At one point the lights go out as well. You're like, fuck that. No. Yeah. This is the scariest bit of the film.
Oh, when the doors are sealing as well, some bloke tries to kill himself because he's dropped his wallet.
Yeah, something. He goes, I need to go back and get my wallet. No, dude. You don't, man. So over in some other park, it's over in a workshop. Mike and the guys are working hard on tunnel patches, and they're in order to try and get the people out of the tunnel, right? Yeah. They've got to patch up the tunnel and all this shit. Mike is obviously very busy, and he's under a lot of pressure because people's lives are at risk. This is the moment Kathy picks to have the conversation about Venezuela.
Yeah, I know, timing. Like, we've got other shit going on.
It can definitely wait, Kathy. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's great news that you want to come with me, but there's people dying.
Yeah, fucking hell. It's at night now. There's a press conference, and Mr. Bouchard's lackey gives a statement about what happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, there's about 30 to 40 people trapped and all this, and then they're like, is it true as a shark? No more questions. You didn't take one. And he runs off.
There's terrible journalism. Just look in the, like, it's 35 foot of shark. If you just look in the lagoon, yeah, it's that fucking massive thing that you can see.
Christ. So Philip, the snooty Englishman, and his trusty manservant, Jack, they're going to lure the shark back to the tunnel it was in, its filtration tunnel.
Yeah, its chill tunnel.
Yeah, with live bait, the live bait being Philip, and kill it. And while they're doing that, Mike is going to patch up the tunnel and get the tourists out. And Mr. Bouchard and Kathy are going to hang out in the control room. They've definitely got the best fucking deal there. And yes, Mr. Philip, the snooty Englishman, misgenders the...
We've established that's mummy shark, right? Yeah. And the other one was baby shark. And it's like, and it's just a weird way it keeps like him. And like, and then eventually Kathy goes, like, her.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I think the idea is that it gave birth in the lagoon.
Really? Because that baby shark grew up fast then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in like hours.
Yeah.
But it's like Benjamin Button shark.
the live bait is English, Philip the snooty Englishman. But manservant Jack is concerned about Philip the snooty Englishman because he cares about him deeply. More than you'll ever know, governor. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest fucking relationship.
I mean,
ever.
It's beautiful, but it's just not Hatchet Harry proclaiming his love for a
snobby Englishman.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Who doesn't care for him at all?
You can imagine that's some aggressive sex.
Jesus.
It's like prison.
That's it, governor. Choke me, governor. Yeah, who's your manservant now, Gaffner?
Jack's definitely the taker.
Yeah. So Philip, the snooty Englishman, his trusty manservant Jack, they dive into the pump tunnel thing.
Yeah.
Where the shark lives, and they lure the shark, and it works, and the shark arrives in the filtration tunnel pump thing, and Jack closes it at one end successfully, while the shark follows Philip inside.
Slowly.
Very slowly.
Right.
And once they've got him in, they lock the gate. Jack does at the other end, so he's locked in. And Mike then goes to work to fix the tunnel to get the people out, mm-hmm. right? However, as Philip the snooty Englishman is pulling himself out, his line breaks and he gets eaten.
Yes.
And I mean, he gets chewed on for quite a while.
Yeah, the shark pretty much swallows him whole. And then we see from inside the shark.
Yeah, great shark.
Which is interesting.
They must have thought this was like the coolest thing when they were making this. What if the camera is inside the shark's mouth?
It's going to look amazing.
Yeah. But,
No, it doesn't. But yeah, and then like, so Jaws is chewing, but Philip's entirely inside.
Yeah.
So he's not chewing anything.
No, it's so weird.
But yeah, and I was like, Philip's going to survive this. Doesn't.
Philip's just on his tongue like, ah! Yeah.
But see, Jonah and the whale could have happened.
But eventually he's chomped up.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mike is fixing the other tunnel with the people in it or whatever. And Kathy is getting her diving gear on to go and help him. Jack, the manservant, gets back up onto land. And he discovers that his master, his governor, Philip, the snooty Englishman, is nowhere to be seen. So he has an absolute fucking meltdown.
This is heartbreaking.
It is. Oh, my God. He completely loses the plot. Yeah. He's running and screaming over, climbing down, going, "Governor! Governor! Where are you? Oh, come on, governor!"
He's like crying, down on the ladder, yeah.
He's like screaming, crying. It's like, just pull the pin.
Pull the pin. Pull the pin.
Pull the pin. On that grenade they took off of you earlier. Yeah. Come on, Gaffner. No. Any old iron.
My old man's a dustman.
Yeah. So he cries and he screams. He has a complete meltdown. And So then in the control room, they shut the pump down, which somehow means the shark escapes.
Yeah. The shark basically, like, waves its back fin, like its tail fin, until the gate breaks.
Yeah, I don't know how or why, but it does. The sharks, so it's shut in with a gate, and it kind of rattles its tail fin against the back gate, mm-hmm. which causes literally metal to bend and break so that the shark escapes and swims out backwards.
Yeah, it backs out.
Beep, beep, beep. Sharks can't swim backwards. Reversing. Yeah. Sharks cannot swim backwards.
No. That's how they drown.
But no, it literally reverses out.
Yeah. During all this time as well, while it's been chewing on Philip, it's been stationary in this thing.
Yeah.
So
it's out again, and it heads towards Mike and Kathy. But Sandy and Cindy, the heroes, they again come to save the day by distracting the shark. However, unfortunately, Sandy gets eaten. It's boof.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough.
I had to pause and have a bit of a cry.
Yeah.
At this bit.
You just, you know, you get attached to these characters and then they rip them away from you just like
there's
that.
There's never been a more satisfying character arc in movies other than Sandy and...
Yeah. And it's just... It's the other one? Cindy.
Cindy.
It's even sadder because one dies and one lives.
Yeah.
Poor Cindy. Yeah. God,
and it's the good one as well.
Yeah,
Cindy was the good one. Sandy's a bit of a cunt.
Sandy, they were both heroes of this film.
Yeah, I'd prefer Cindy over Sandy
compared to the humans.
No, fuck the humans.
So Mike and Kathy, they then swim to the underwater control room. They fix the tunnel.
Yeah,
good news.
Everyone is safe.
Yeah, all the tourists are saved. Yeah. So now they are in the underwater control room.
Well, they get to the door, don't they? And then Jaws
attacks the door.
It manages to stop it with one tooth.
It gets a couple of teeth around the door like you would a finger. It doesn't make any sense.
It would have made more sense for it to get like a fin in there. Yeah. Go, whoa, come on. But no, they've apparently it's burnt his mouth somehow. It's like two things. opening that door.
Yeah, yeah, teeth teeth aren't claws.
No.
They're just so they look stupid.
Like retractable.
So yeah, they've all got up into the underwater control room and they're looking out the window. And then all of a sudden, I say all of a sudden, very slowly, very slowly, the shark is floating towards the window of the underwater control room.
And then
it's laughable. It's literally like a fucking turd.
Yeah, it's awful. And they, as slow as this shark is, as it comes towards the window, they put slow motion on everyone. Everyone goes like,
no!
So this scene goes on for 9 hours. They had plenty of time to be like, should we get out?
Yeah. Oh no, he's slowly coming towards us.
It's like that.
Austin Powers. Shall we leave the control room? We can't. We're in slow motion. We're stuck. And it smashes through the glass, all in 3D.
Apparently. It's yeah, some of the worst effects ever.
Yeah. And it eats one of the workers. I think it was...
Steve the control.
Yeah, wasn't that
man.
Bouchard's nephew as well?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
He mentions at one point, he's sorry.
Oh, yeah, he calls him nephew.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, not now, nephew.
But he's white.
No, he's black.
Is he? I did not pay any
attention. There's a white woman and a black guy.
Oh, right.
I think it's the nephew that gets eaten. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, it looks that way.
So anyway, he's eaten. However, Mike notices that Philip the Snooty Englishman's arm is still stuck in the shark's teeth.
Yeah.
Along with a grenade in the hand. He's like, oh, how fucking convenient. These are the grenades, yeah, that they took off of him earlier.
Yeah. But he snuck one in. And now, like, Jaws is now like, I don't know if he's stuck or
stuck.
Like, or she's stuck. Now I've misgendered Jaws.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, it's just there, like, in the thing. But it just kind of hangs around long enough.
His head is, like, in the control room.
And they find, like, a convenient, like, hook thing.
Yeah.
And they try and, like, it's like a circus game, like a fun fair. Sort of. They've got to pull the pin out. And then they have a few attempts, like, and stuff, and eventually, like, hook it.
Yeah, he hooks it, and he hooks the pin, and he pulls the pin out of the grenade.
And then they hide under a table.
And then they go away to hide. This is obviously all underwater now, and, like, the shark's head is in the control room. So now, somehow, it cuts to the shark no longer with its head in the control room. It's now out the water.
Yeah, it's backed out now.
Yeah, it's reversed out
again.
very quickly. And it blows up in 3D. And in 3D, its jaws fly towards the camera and stick on the screen.
Because the film's called Jaws.
Jaws, get
right.
It?
So that's all that's left. There's a few other... I don't know, organs and stuff.
Entrails
and stuff. And yeah, the two jaws. And then, yeah, again, the jaws just hang there for 20 minutes. So everyone in 1983 in the cinema can be like, ooh, I can almost grab them. No.
So, yeah, the shark is dead, blowed up. And they, Mike and Kathy, they surface up in the water. Cindy arrives and Kathy treats Cindy like a dog. Stay.
Yeah.
Good boy. It's a good girl. Stay.
Like,
stay.
All right. Yeah, no worries.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, Sandy arrives.
Yeah.
Alive. Survived.
Well, there's a lot of talk just before, like, oh, I hope Sandy's okay. A dude did just die.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
like three men have died.
Yeah.
And one woman got her leg nibbled on. But yeah, Sandy is alive. And then the final shot of the movie is so bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's like... them, Mike and Kathy in the water cheering, and then they're sort of flagged by almost like cardboard cutout dolphins that are in 3D with big black lines around them.
Yeah, well, they kind of...
It looks horrendous.
Yeah, they disappear. Like, it's supposed to be like... They're supposed to frame the picture.
Yeah.
Like, you've got... Yeah, and they sort of jump. Yeah, but it's like... Doesn't even look like they're actual dolphins.
No.
Like you said, it's just like somebody's just drawn them in afterwards.
That's roughly the shape of a dolphin, right?
Yeah. That looks like a dolphin.
The end.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
As I mentioned to you earlier, it took me 3 attempts to watch this whole film. Just basically because it's not very interesting for a lot of the film.
It took me, it's an hour and 39 minutes long, and it took me, I think, 3 hours to watch it.
Yeah,
through it.
It was such an easy film to just go, do you know what? I'll watch that later.
Yeah.
Like, and just turn it off, which I did 3 times.
There's like a few good good, like, I say good moments. There's a few interesting moments of, like, how shit the 3D is.
Yeah.
And people getting eaten, but most of it is incredibly dull.
Yeah, it's not. Again, this is Friday the 13th all over again. It's gimmick over plot.
Yeah.
Like, the plot is quite clearly secondary.
Yeah. And stupid. It's such a dumb plot. It's really fucking dumb.
I would like to see Jaws 3 remade now with SeaWorld as the bad guy.
Yeah.
That would, I'm invested in that. I want Jaws to rampage through, freeing, like, not eating the rest of the, like, the killer whales,
unlocking
the orcas,
the cages
and everything else. Yeah, just, yeah, some headbutt in the cages to make it out. Like, and they all team up and they just eat all of the, you know, staff.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a film we need to see.
I think this film has like a 3 on IMDb. Deserved.
Yeah. It's garbage.
It's pretty, yeah, it's bad. I mean, yeah, it's, you could laugh at it, and we did.
Yeah.
But if you were watching it with mates, you'd have a laugh. But yeah, it's ultimately, it offers nothing.
I mean, Jaws the Revenge is the one that everybody singles out for being the worst.
Doing that next.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Good. but yeah, I mean, I don't remember Jaws the Revenge, and this, I don't remember this. Like, I've seen all of the Jaws films.
I've seen this a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it was on film 4 a lot at one point.
I just don't remember it. I don't remember anything about it. And like, if Jaws the Revenge is worse than this one, then that's going to be a slog.
Mm-hmm. some trivia about this particular piece of shit. Roy Schneider absolutely refused to be in this movie.
Good.
His line was, Mephistopheles himself couldn't make me do it.
Excellent.
Even though the shark is supposed to be 10 feet longer than the one that appears in the original, because of budget restraints, we never really get a good look at the scale of this thing. You can't tell how big it is.
No.
It's fucking ridiculous. The female dolphin Sandy is played by a male.
Well. There's just no good roles out there for women, and now they're just giving them to men.
I know. It's ridiculous. Look. What the fuck is going on in Hollywood? Cancel it. Although the male dolphin is actually named Capricorn and is still alive today at 60.
Bloody hell.
Yes, and if you want to, you can go to a prison and ride him around in the water.
Stick a corn dog in its eye.
This was the first sequel to be nominated for the Worst Picture Razzie.
Excellent.
And finally, Dennis Quaid said he, quote, aggressively used cocaine during the making of this and was high in every scene.
You can tell. Like, that's what I mean. Like, the way he delivers his lines and stuff, he's not entirely there.
No. Would you want to be?
Yeah. No overtime! Oh my God. He's just done a fucking load of lines and they've gone, right, now we want you to get on a jet ski.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
Thank you. And ride a dolphin round.
Amazing.
Oh, comments. Did you get any?
Did I get? I don't think I got.
I think I got one.
All right, I got Ian Paul. I remember shredded wheat coming with free 3D glasses in 1983 for this. It should be movies to eat to.
Not even shredded wheat.
We've had enough trouble with our name. We don't need you complicating things, Ian. James Scott. I don't know. Sorry, James, but I don't know what this has to do with anything. It says, I just want to live in a world where a chicken crossing a road doesn't get its motives questioned. Oh, yeah, this film is not great. Yeah, what? I don't know. Ad Solomon, I mean, it's no Piranha 3 Double D with Kelly Brook.
Hashtag, I love that film.
It's great film. Hashtag Oscar worthy. And Mark Mayer, I watched Jaws last week, going to need a bigger fake shark. Yeah, can we stick to topic with the comments, please? Yeah, that's all I got.
I have one here that says, shenanigans. Shenanigans, but spelt funny. Shenanigans 912. My parents thought this was a great movie for me to watch as a kid before a visit to SeaWorld. Well, I say your parents are monsters for taking you to SeaWorld. It's a horrible place.
It is a terrible place.
And,
where sea life's dreams go to die.
Yeah.
So, I did get a couple more on Instagram. Naughty Street Names. Is this the one with Michael Caine where the shark follows them for revenge?
I said, that's 4.
That's Jaws the Revenge.
Which we're doing next.
And then I got Want to Work Together for a YouTube promotion.
No.
No, thanks.
No, don't know. No, no, we're good. Cool. That was our Jaws 3 3D episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks for coming.
If you're watching or listening or wherever the fuck you're consuming this.
Consuming
our content.
Yeah. I suppose that works.
And share. And you can check out Mr. Smith's YouTube, where he's got stand-up stuff.
Yes.
He's probably coming to a town near you soon.
Yeah,
he's literally playing everywhere at the moment. And that's it, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thanks very much.
Cool. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you all for coming here tonight and drinking all of my booze. No, really. Please leave. The party's over. Get out.